The following is distributed by the Berean Call.
Welcome. You're listening to the audio version of the Berean Call newsletter. I'm Tom McMahon, TBC's executive director. This month's feature article titled, "The Bible is God's Word," was written by and will be read by Dave Hunt. And now, here's Dave.
Thanks, Tom. God never adjusts himself or his word to the tastes of men. He never changes anything to appeal to the corrupt appetites of the ungodly in any age. All must come to him on his terms. He commands all men everywhere to repent because of coming judgment. Acts 17:30-31. In Isaiah 55:7, God says, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord." There is no softening of the gospel to make it seeker-friendly. Many claim to seek God, but never find him. Yet he has promised, "Ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." Jeremiah 29:13. The true God must be sought on his terms. It is not a question of music, videos, or other gimmicks to attract the youth, or of icons, candles, rituals, or other embellishments to create an aura of sacredness. The truth asks no props, only our fervent desire. The earnest seeker must come to God in repentance and cry out to him for mercy. God has spoken in his infallible word. We must honor what he has said. Truth is not negotiable. Yet many Christian leaders promote wicked Bible versions such as Eugene Peterson's The Message, Nav Press, 1993. See TBC, October, 95. Versions that pervert God's word. Men like Peterson have no conscience about changing what God says, replacing his words with their own. Peterson is praised for this perversion by many Christian leaders, such as J.I. Packer, Warren Wiersbe, Jack W. Hayford, and Richard Foster, founder of the Renovare Movement and general editor of the Renovare Spiritual Formation Bible, Harper, San Francisco, 2005. Foster loves Peterson's The Message because it supports that movement. Peterson is consulting editor, New Testament, of the Renovare Bible. He reduces much of Paul's vital treatment of the gospel in Romans to metaphor, which he says is the, quote, opposite of precise use of language, unquote. That's on page 2045. The Renovare movement's major purpose is to subtly lead the church back into the occultism of the mystics of the early Roman Catholic Church through, quote, spiritual disciplines, unquote, and, quote, spiritual formation, unquote. The Renovare Bible is a major effort in that direction. A host of scholars contributed commentaries, among them Bruce Demarest, professor of theology at Denver Seminary, Walter C. Kaiser, Jr., president of Gordon-Conwell Theological Seminary, Tremper Longman III, professor of biblical studies at Westmont College, Earl F. Palmer, pastor of University Presbyterian Church in Seattle, Washington, and on the board of trustees of the long apostate Princeton Theological Seminary, as was Sir John Marks Templeton. The Renovare Bible includes the Apocrypha and declares that, quote, most of the church throughout much of history has accepted the Deuterocanonicals as scripture, unquote. No, not as scripture. Nor were these 13 books, which were written during the time between Malachi and the birth of Christ, ever accepted by Israel as inspired. Indeed, 1 Maccabees states that God was not speaking through prophets and apologizes for its errors, chapter 9:27 and 14:41. Obviously, anything written during that silence from God could not be scripture. From the Apocrypha, the Roman Catholic Church justifies purgatory, prayers for the dead and their eventual redemption through a propitiatory sacrifice, thereby justifying the Mass, purchase of forgiveness of sins, worship of angels, prayers to the, quote, saints, unquote, and their ability to intervene. Yet Renovare asserts, quote, the deuterocanonicals do not affect any central doctrine of the Christian faith, unquote. The Apocrypha were never quoted by Christ or by his apostles, though the Old Testament is quoted in the New Testament more than 250 times. Even Renovare does not put the Apocrypha on the same level as the Bible, but as helpful for, quote, spiritual formation, unquote. Then why include it in the same volume as Scripture, and without any warning concerning its heretical teachings? The Renovare Bible introduces what it calls, quote, spiritual disciplines, unquote, to help one's, quote, spiritual formation, unquote. Neither term is found in the Bible. Renovare declares that the purpose of this study Bible is the, quote, discovery, instruction, and practice of the spiritual disciplines, unquote. In fact, many of these are occult disciplines, not found in Scripture, but advocated by the mystics as a means of getting in touch with God. Foster has been a major influence in seducing today's church with the same practices, and now has edited a Bible for the express purpose of justifying this seduction. A number of commendable spiritual disciplines are mentioned, but some are not commendable. Solitude, confession, meditation and silence, secrecy, sacrifice, celebration. These innocent words have a special meaning for Foster. Explaining his view of celebration, he writes, quote, we of the new age can risk going against the tide. Let us with abandon see visions and dream dreams. The imagination can release a flood of creative ideas and be lots of fun, unquote. At Celebration of Discipline, Harper and Row, 1978, page 170. In the West, meditation means to think deeply about something. But in the East, it means to empty the mind in order to open it to the spirit world, leading to mystical experiences of God. Purporting to reject Eastern mysticism, Foster says, quote, Christian meditation is an attempt to empty the mind in order to fill it, unquote. He seductively suggests, quote, John was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day when he received his apocalyptic vision, Revelation 1:10. Could it be that John was trained in a way of listening and seeing that we have forgotten? Let us have courage to once again learn the ancient art of meditation, unquote. That's Celebration, pages 14 and 15. The idea that John had a special technique for hearing from God is heresy of the worst sort, but foundational to Renovare's promotion of spiritual disciplines and spiritual formation. The arousal of the imagination through fantasy and visualization is a major theme in Foster's Celebration. He acknowledges that, quote, prayer through the imagination, unquote, was taught to him by Agnes Sanford, who popularized so-called inner healing, a major source of much of the occultism in the charismatic movement. For documentation of her full-blown occultism, see the Berean Call, July 89. We have dealt with these errors in detail in The Seduction of Christianity, Beyond Seduction, and Occult Invasion. Foster writes in Celebration, quote, in your imagination, allow your spiritual body shining with light to rise out of your physical body. Reassure your body that you will return. Go deeper and deeper into outer space until there is nothing except the warm presence of the eternal Creator. Rest in His presence. Listen quietly to any instruction given, unquote, page 27. This is astral projection and occult contact through the imagination and is the major technique used by shamans to contact their spirit guides. Yet Foster claims that it leads to Christ and God. Quote, take a single event from Scripture. Seek to live the experience, remembering the encouragement of Ignatius of Loyola, Jesuit founder, to apply all our senses to our task. Represent to your imagination the whole of the mystery. As an active participant, you can actually encounter the living Christ in the event, be addressed by his voice, touched by his healing power. Jesus Christ will actually come to you, unquote. Page 26. Not so. You cannot call Jesus Christ from the right hand of the Father to appear to you, but any demon will be happy to pretend to be Jesus. In like manner, the Renovare Bible honors Catholic heretics and occultists as, quote, saints, unquote, and their writings as a framework within which to understand Scripture. The spiritual exercises of Ignatius of Loyola are endorsed, even though they involve occult techniques that have caused many to be demonized. See TBC, March 2000. Sadly, the Renovare explanatory notes deny the divine authorship of much of Scripture, even that Moses wrote the Pentateuch. Yet it hypocritically declares, quote, we read the Bible literally from cover to cover and in context, unquote. Renovare claims that Genesis 1 through 11 is neither historic nor scientific, and that the entire book of Genesis is merely a collection of myths. Quote, Genesis began as an oral tradition of narrative stories passed down from generation to generation. These stories gradually took on theological meaning. Over time, they were written down and collected together, Genesis 12 through 50, and a prologue, Genesis 1 through 11, was added. Borrowing from other creation accounts, stories with parallels to ancient Near Eastern religious narrative and mythology were reshaped with monotheistic intent. These strands of varied materials were gathered and edited into the written text, unquote. What wickedness for Christian scholars to unite with skeptics to declare that Genesis, which is foundational to the Bible, is just an edited compilation of mythology and folk tales. If Genesis is not literally inspired of God, then how can we have confidence in any other part of the Bible? What about Paul's statement that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, 2 Timothy 3:16, or Peter's, quote, holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit, unquote, 2 Peter 1:21, or Christ's many quotations from Genesis in references to the things that Moses commanded, Matthew 8:4, 19:7, Mark 1:44, 7:10, 10:3, 12:19, and 26, Luke 16:29-31, and so forth. Contrary to Renovare, the Bible itself declares in numerous places that under the inspiration of God, Moses wrote the Pentateuch. Quote, and the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book. And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord. And Moses wrote the law and delivered it unto all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded the Levites, put it in the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God. Exodus 17:14, 24:4, Deuteronomy 31:9, 25 and 26, and so forth. The law of Moses is referred to repeatedly. Joshua 8:31 through 32, 23:6, 1 Kings 2:3, 2 Kings 14:6, 23:25, 2 Chronicles 30:16, Ezra 3:2, Nehemiah 8:1, and many other passages. Jesus called the Pentateuch the law of Moses, Luke 24:44. The Gospel of John is filled with affirmations that Moses was a prophet who wrote much Scripture, John 1:17, 45, 5:45, 46, 7:19 through 23, and many others. Of Daniel, the Renovare Bible declares, quote, we do not know who wrote it or exactly when it was written. It was most likely partially written during Antiochus Epiphanes, persecution of the Jews in Babylon, which began with the desecration of the temple in 167 BC, unquote. So it is the work of an impostor pretending to be Daniel 400 years after the fact to escape admitting that Daniel prophesied centuries in advance the breakup of Alexander's empire under four generals, the rise of Antiochus Epiphanes, and the pollution of the temple. Skeptics had to invent a later date for these prophecies. Renovare echoes this lie, robbing Christians of an essential proof of the divinity of the Bible and depriving the unsaved of life-giving truth. Daniel is written in the first person, telling events that happened to the writer four centuries before 167 B.C. Quote, "When I, Daniel, had seen the vision, 8:15, I, Daniel, fainted and was sick certain days, 8:27. In the first year of Darius, I, Daniel, understood." That's chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. "I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks, chapter 10, verse 2, and so forth. For evidence that Daniel authored his book in the 6th century B.C., see Q&A, September and October 2001. The Renovare scholars continually downplay the powerful Old Testament prophecies of Christ. Pages 22, 32, 1375, 1377 through 78, 1384, etc. The key prophecy in Isaiah 9, 6 through 7 of the coming Messiah, who is, quote, "the mighty God, the everlasting Father," unquote, is said to speak of, quote, "human agents," unquote, page 997. The notes reduce Isaiah's prophecies to tradition, pages 982 and 983, would have us believe that much of that book was not written by Isaiah. There are three authors. That's on pages 982 and 1068. And even deny that chapter 53 prophesies Christ's sacrifice for our sins. That's page 984. Renovare describes the book of Isaiah as, quote, "poetic imagination, Isaiah imagines," unquote, etc. The Renovare scholars declare, quote, "the prophets of Israel are not to be thought of primarily as predictors of the future. They were poets." That's page 1079. Through poetry, Jeremiah attempts, quote, "to make sense of the events of his day," unquote, page 1080. This is blasphemy. Renovare rejects the powerful prophecies of Daniel, including the proof of 9:24 through 26, that Jesus is the Christ. There is not a word about the image foretelling the four world kingdoms and revival of the fourth empire, that is the Roman, under 10 heads. That's chapter 2, 36 through 45, to be destroyed by the Messiah when he sets up his everlasting kingdom. Nor is there a word about the future apocalyptic significance of the four beasts of Daniel 7 coinciding with Revelation 13. The wrath of God poured out upon earth during the Great Tribulation, Renovare avoids that term, is described as, quote, "natural disaster straight out of Exodus," unquote. That's page 2268. Yet even the magicians in Egypt told Pharaoh, quote, "this is the finger of God," unquote, Exodus 8:19. All of the major prophecies so crucial in proving the Bible to be the Word of God and Jesus of Nazareth to be the Messiah are either not commented upon or are spiritualized away as pertaining to the, quote, "faith community," unquote, and its, quote, "spiritual formation," unquote. There is no recognition of the great prophecies in Jeremiah, Ezekiel, etc., of Israel being brought back into her own land in the last days, and that she must endure forever, Ezekiel 35 through 37, and so forth. For example, the powerful prophetic promise that God would bring back the Jews scattered around the world, Jeremiah 31, 8 through 14, is interpreted as a promise to all homeless people. Nothing about Israel, and God's promise that Israel can never be destroyed, Jeremiah 31, 35 through 37, is ignored. Israel is treated as having been replaced by the church. Incredibly, the valley of dry bones brought back to life in Ezekiel 37, which is clearly declared to be, quote, the whole house of Israel, unquote, in verse 11, is interpreted as the birth of the church at Pentecost. Ezekiel 38 and 39 is not about Armageddon, with real armies attacking the nation of Israel back in her land in the last days to be rescued by the Messiah, but is about, quote, dark forces, unquote, always at work in the world. There is no commentary at Revelation 1:7 about the second coming of Christ. That's page 2269. No evidence of belief in the rapture. Only that Christ will one day, quote, return and overcome the wicked powers, unquote, page 2266. Revelation is reduced to a, quote, pastoral letter meant to sustain the suffering and hearten the weary faithful, unquote, page 2267. The Antichrist and false prophet, Revelation 13, are depersonalized as, quote, dark forces of evil, unquote, page 2281. The woman on the beast, Revelation 17, has no prophetic significance, but, quote, embodies those institutions that across the ages have sold themselves to the dark forces, unquote, page 2284. There is nothing about the city that it is clearly said she represents. So the fall of Babylon, Revelation 18, quote, pictures the ultimate collapse of all human institutions given over to the lust for power, unquote, page 2285. The marriage of the Lamb to his bride, Revelation 19, is not a real event in heaven, but, quote, symbolic of the many different celebrations that bring joy and jubilation, unquote, into our lives, page 2287. The thousand-year reign of Christ, Revelation 20, is not a real event, and the armies of the world coming against Christ and the saints at Jerusalem after Satan's release merely symbolize, quote, the armies of darkness which surround us, unquote, page 2288. This so-called study Bible is one more step on the slippery downward path into deepening apostasy. The Bible is being mocked in the church. Let us stand firmly, vocally, and actively in defense of God's holy, infallible, inerrant, and sufficient word.